The Catholic Church in the United States of America is going through once more taste of faith. Things that are happening now, they are most unfortunate. So many people are disturbed. So many are scandalized. So many are troubled. Why should it happen? Why should it be now? Why must it be Catholic Church? Well, we should know the Church has two identities, the physical structure and the spiritual. The spiritual is perfect, made by God, and accomplished through Jesus Christ. So the spiritual part of the Church is not erratic. Everything is good and great. But the physical nature of the Church, the human persons that walk within the Church, the priests, the bishops, the cardinals, the nuns, and the volunteers, they are imperfect. And it will remain so till the end of time. So, just like in the days of Judas Iscariot, another has fallen. Some mistakes have been committed. And that is why we have to create space within our hearts to know that a human person is never perfect. We have a failed politician, a failed physician, a failed lawyer. So also we can have a failed priest. We have to know that we are here to struggle for the same thing as a Catholic, as a priest, as a bishop or a cardinal. We all want to go to heaven. And the direction is, where are we coming from and where are we going to? So many other denominations, we think, they hold on to the truth. But then we have to note that some of them may not even have Jesus in their churches. Today, the words of Jesus are re-echoed, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus remains the same forever. He doesn't change. And anybody that is coming in shouldn't be a distraction, either a priest or a bishop or a cardinal. Your faith should remain firm. This is a time we need to be united, to be prayerful, and to be resolute that we have a God who will never disappoint us. We may be feeling lonely, depressed, sorry, and feeling bad. Some may even be tempted to keep away from the Church. They may be ashamed to come to church, but they are losing because it is my salvation, it is your salvation, it is our salvation. We shouldn't miss out. Heaven is for those who want to make individual sacrifices. You may not go to heaven because you are just angry over this. You are forgetting the human part of the Church. So that is why today, listen to Jesus once more in the Gospel of Matthew, where he says in chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." No priest will tell you that. The priest is also coming to Jesus so that he could rest, so that he could take away his burden. All of us should struggle together. Just like in the tone of St. Augustine of Hippo, "With you I'm a Christian, and for you I'm your priest." Today and always, we should pray for the Church, and we should pray with the Church, so that the name of God could be heard in this generation and generations to come. Our ancestors kept the gospel for over 2,000 years. And today we can proudly say we belong to Catholic Church. as such people made greater sacrifices to make it what it is today. We have to challenge ourselves. What are we sacrificing for generations to come? We don't have to abscond. This is a time to be close to the church. Be there to correct the errors in it and perfect what is there in the church. And that is why in the first reading, we should be wise. Wisdom should be part of us in what we do. We are encouraged to eat and drink so that we can have an understanding into what God has planned. Today, we eat all kinds of things. We have it out there in the restaurants, in our kitchen, and everywhere. But the food of life is special. It's not everybody that may take that. We have to prepare ourselves for it from within, and so that when we participate, it will create something, an indelible mark in our hearts and in our lives. Whenever we go out there, we should represent. We shouldn't be ashamed or afraid to witness the gospel among our families, our friends, and our colleagues. We should be ready, even when they challenge us. You Catholics, what is happening? We should be able to say, the human nature is imperfect, and the Catholic Church remains because of the divine nature that is found in the Catholic Church. So, the devil remains a liar. He can only try the church, but he will never win the church. He remains a Catholic Church forever. And you and I today, we are part and parcel of that church. We belong. While we are alive in this world, we have to struggle to keep the faith. And we have to do all things possible to make sure God is felt in our generation. As St. Paul admonishes us, we are encouraged to sing praises in thanksgiving. We may be going through difficulties and trials, but when we come in to sing praises in appreciation to God, we can then reconnect with the Creator, with our destiny, with our life, for we need to follow the way so that we can have some hope that we have lost. And at this point in time, Jesus Christ comes in to give us his body and blood. He has seen a lot of challenges that we are facing. Spiritual hunger, spiritual deprivation. But when we come close to Jesus Christ, we are never going to remain the same. And that is why Jesus Christ is inviting us. If you do not participate in this body and blood, you may not enjoy life forever. Ancestors ate manna, and they all died. But this body and blood will help us live forever. Remember at Fatima, when the angel appeared to the visionaries, he administered the communion to them. That is a heavenly body. You and I, we need to prepare ourselves. This looks ordinary, but there's something unique about that. Those from other denominations will testify. They have never seen something like this. You that are born and bred up in the Catholic Church, you need to appreciate what God has done. Jesus Christ is generous. He didn't reserve anything. He gave us his whole self, body and blood. We have to pray for the church, pray for priests, so that the gift can be generous. Let it be a complete gift so that people will now see Jesus through what we do. And whenever we are out there, We are not just there to count all the mistakes. We should begin to count the blessings God has bestowed in our own church and in our own faith, so that people can now come in to give God the glory through Jesus Christ our Lord.